KDWB 63.
That's it, a group I... Take a look around, the title of the song. The group is called Smith, of course. This is KDWB serving the Twin Cities from St. Paul.
Too many people talking, too many different ways.
Ladies and gentlemen,
yeah,
the KDW beat goes on.
3 o'clock with the Chew Down Blue. Just had three cheeseburgers, and I'm not up for this, man. Jennifer Tompkins and Street People.
Jennifer Tompkins was born on a Sunday. Now, I swear, there ain't been trouble, trouble.
Two with the Chew Time Blue and Company.
It is Thursday afternoon on the Big 63.
Well, 28 degrees, partly cloudy skies. Nice day to graze in the grass. Grazing in the Grass with Hugo Mesaquila, 304 with the two-time blue on the Big 63. 28 degrees, partly cloudy skies on a Thursday afternoon. Grazing in the grass, nothing better. Hi, cows. Think about it.
The big showing of 1970 Corvettes and Camaros is on right now at Merritt Chevrolet in St. Paul. And if you would like to save $500 to $750, you can on 86 1970 Chevrolets. Now back at Merritt from high school driver education use. These include the cars you want with the options you want. Save $500 to $750 on 1970 Chevys right now. Take Freeway 94 to the 6th Street exit in St. Paul. Follow 6th to 7th and Arcade to Merritt Chevrolet and the greatest car savings ever.
It's the most exciting new Beatles album ever. For a limited time at JCPenney, the fabulous Beatles on the Apple label. It's Hey Jude.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better.
Hey Jude, at your JCPenney record and tape department. This fantastic album is available at the low price of $3.33.
Lady Madonna, children at your feet, wonder how you manage to make ends meet.
Hey Jude was $3.88, now just $3.33 at Penny's. All Stone hits. Lady Madonna, Hey Jude, Don't Let Me Down, Revolution, Rain, Paperback Writer. And Can't Buy Me Love, Hey Jude, now $3.33 at Penny's. Hey Jude, on stereo tape, just $4.67 in the record and tape department at J.C. Penney.
Here's McGusick! Friday night is the Youngsters in Life. See the light, baby. And Diamond students have been for a special price of $1. Saturday night, dig a light of Brave New World. Saturday's $1 school at Richfield. Coming to Magoo's March 8th, the show of the year with Spirit and Zephyr. Tickets on sale now. Call Magoo's for more information. Make Magoo's the Opera House or go both. Magoo's and the New City Opera House. 29th of Nicollet in town.
KDWB 63.
Hello, sweetheart. Have shot number 28 on the 6 plus 30 survey. It is Bad Bingo.
If you want it, here it is. Come and get it. Make your mind up fast. Going fast.
If you want it, come and get it. I'll be more happy than to oblige. 309 with the two down blue. That is Badfinger from the movie The Magic Christians. Who is the Magic Christian, you are wondering? Well, listen to me. KDWB music people, remind you that the Easter Seal campaign begins with an appearance by Robert Young and a host of athletes at a reception at the Ambassador Motel. That'll be February 26th, which is, that is tonight, 6 p.m., happening at the Ambassador Motel.
Attention all gals planning to get married now or in the future. Register now for the first annual KDWB Bridal Fair to be held at the Picnicolet Hotel. Last chance, you must register now to receive your free invitation. Nothing to buy, no admission at the door. If you cannot make it to any of the participating stores for your registration blank, look in last Sunday's Minneapolis or St. Paul newspaper society section. Cut out the registration blank and mail it to KDWB, 63 South 1st Street, Minneapolis.
For you today, the now-looking weddings are at Rosedale and Southdale Bridal Shops. Come in and let our expert staff show you the very latest selection for the bride and party and make this truly an unforgettable event. A complete selection of mother of the bride or groom gowns, flower girl dresses, formals, and cocktail attire for those special occasions, school prom, or even entertaining at home. We have them all here, the latest styles and looks to really sparkle that special time. This is your day of dreams, and it could be even more beautiful if you let us help plan the details of your precious moment. Rosedale and Southdale Bridal Shops are open from 9:30 to 9:30 p.m., Saturdays 9:30 to 6, and Sunday 12 to 6 p.m. Listen, gals, plan on attending the KDWB Bridal Fair March 7th and 8th, where Rosedale and Southdale Bridals will put on an exclusive fashion show offering the finest selection with that forward look in fashion elegance. You can register at either store for this exciting event, and you could win a beautiful gift. So, see you there. Yes, for you today, the now-looking weddings are at the Rosedale and Southdale Bridal Shops in the Rosedale and Southdale Shopping Center.
311 with the two-time blue KDWB. Thursday afternoon, Glenn Campbell and Bobby Gentry. And all I have to do is dream.
Dream.
Degrees in the Twin Cities. This is Peter Huntington May, KDWB News. Vietnam, Laos, and Senator J. William Fulbright, a report. And from Como Park Zoo, a reluctant lady. Details on these stories coming up. North Vietnamese troops are continuing their steady push in Laos, despite bombing strikes by Laotian Air Force jets. The advance is west of the Plain of Jars toward the highway linking the administrative capital of Vientiane with the royal capital of Luang Prabang. How will Congress act if the Nixon administration asks for a United States troop commitment to help that deteriorating military situation in Laos? KDWB spoke to J. William Fulbright of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee.
It's a matter deserving the most serious consideration, and to say what the Senate would do or the Congress would do, I mean, the motions can be whipped up. The power of the propaganda in this country and the control of the sources by the tremendous establishment is such that anything can happen.
A laboratory analysis of the State Crime Bureau, Barton Epstein, testified yesterday in the James Johnson murder trial in Rochester, Minnesota. Epstein said the two hairs found in the murder trial in the pickup truck allegedly belonging to Johnson appeared to be the same as others taken from the head of 14-year-old Sandra Meinke. The victim of a robbery, William Sorrell, is in critical condition after being shot by a bandit this morning outside his home. Police said 35-year-old Sorrell was on his way to work when he went out to start his car. Two young men, one armed with a gun, ordered him to give him his wallet. Sorrell told police he thought the gun was a toy and grabbed for it. He was shot in the right thigh. The men fled with his wallet. Police are investigating that incident. A guitarist from Glenville, Minnesota, will lose the sight of his left eye as the result of a wound suffered when snipers shot at the car in which he was riding near Atlanta, Georgia. Authorities say 24-year-old Harlan Cornelius, a member of a rock group called the Buck Rogers Movement, was riding in a car with other members of the group on Interstate 85 when another car pulled up alongside it and the passenger shouted "Freak" at the long-haired musicians. Minutes later, the second car again approached. This time, two shots rang out, one of the bullets hitting Cornelius in the head. His father, Harry Cornelius of Glenville, said yesterday surgeons have not removed the bullet and that his son will lose sight of that left eye. Another Minnesotan killed in the Vietnam War. The Defense Department in Washington put another list out yesterday. Included was Army Specialist 4th Class Gregory A. Parsons of Ada, Minnesota. Most ladies are reluctant, that is, to tell their weights as they are to tell their age, and everyone will know today how much slender Julie of St. Paul weighs. Julie is the python in residence at the Como Zoo, and seven keepers will wrestle with her for her annual weigh-in. They also want to stretch her out and measure her. Pythons normally just sort of lie there, but a zoo spokesman says they resent being measured, and they can squeeze pretty hard. Last year, Julie weighed a trim 130 pounds. She dines just once every other week, by the way, on freshly killed rabbits and ducks. The zookeeper says she has had a meal recently. A Hollywood movie director was in Minneapolis, St. Paul area today and spoke with KDWB News director Bob Reed.
The director of the motion picture Patton, Franklin J. Schaffner, was in the Twin Cities today. Franklin J. Schaffner, in directing the motion picture Patton, has become very familiar with the life and exploits of the famous World War II general. KDWB News interviewed Franklin J. Schaffner, and we asked him, how would have General Patton handled the Vietnam War? Would he have been successful? Mr. Schaffner said,
he was an enormously effective general, certainly in that 2 3/4 year period, and that we were lucky to have him in that period in that just war. But that In peacetime, he would have been an utter disaster. And in terms of Vietnam, it's therefore difficult for me to relate. I don't think that he could have functioned in Vietnam at all.
Franklin J. Schaffner, director of the motion picture Patton, to be released in the Twin Cities, March the 4th. This is Bob Reed, KDWB News.
Military spokesman in Saigon report communist gunners struck 29 American and allied installations in South Vietnam in the heaviest one-day barrage in 3 weeks. At the same time, U.S. B-52s dumped 800 tons of explosives in 9 raids, their heaviest strikes in 3 weeks. The session was long, nothing accomplished. For the Paris peace talks, it was the longest session on record, 7 hours and 35 minutes. Chief United States negotiator Philip Habib appealed to the communists to release the names of U.S. prisoners of war. Habib says the North Vietnamese and Viet Cong refused to discuss the issue in any way that had any meaning at all. The Pentagon is concerned over a Soviet buildup of offensive missiles. The director of defense research and engineering, Dr. John Foster, told a Senate committee that the Russians now have 275 large SS-9 missiles deployed or under construction. He told the committee that the Safeguard anti-ballistic missile system would be a major step forward in deterrence. President Nixon and French President Pompidou have wound up 2 days of talks on world problems. There were expressions of warm friendship that obscured the still considerable Franco-American differences on a number of issues, mainly the Mideast. Following the final White House meeting today, the French leader was given a warm farewell in the Rose Garden. Pompidou then headed for Cape Kennedy for a quick look at the Apollo 13 moon rocket. He flies to San Francisco later today. A moderately strong earthquake shook Manila, the Philippines, today. There's been no report of damage or casualties. Spokesman for the Manila Weather Bureau says the quake registered 4 on the Richter scale of 9. This is KDWB News.
The happiest place in the entire ML Novak jewelry store is the engagement ring room. Here, the language of love is eloquently spoken in sparkling diamonds. Young couples come hand in hand to the engagement ring room to look around and to become acquainted with Novaks and to ask questions, which is a smart thing to do. Because the more you find out about diamonds, the easier it is to make the right decision on the right diamond at the right price. At Novak's, you will find the biggest selection of diamonds to choose from, plus the most beautiful styling for her ring. In fact, you can have a Novak Diamond Man custom design her ring, but before you do, look at the many lovely styles of rings on display in the engagement ring room at Novak's. It's a wonderful place to spend some time, so come in and talk and look at your leisure. It's a fun place, glittering with excitement and diamonds. She can't help but say yes when you bring her to the engagement ring room at ML Novak Jewelers, Hennepin at 10th Street, downtown Minneapolis, with free parking behind the ML Novak building.
In sports, the University of Minnesota Hockey Gophers play a pair against Wisconsin in Minneapolis this weekend. To clinch the WCHA title, the Gophers have to win 3 of the next 4 games. Minnesota North Stars have now gone 19 games without a win. Last night, they tied Los Angeles 3-3 at the Met, are now within 5 points of fourth-place Oakland in the NHL West Division. Twin Cities weather, cloudy, windy, and warmer today. Clearing late this afternoon, becoming fair and cold tonight. High today in the lower 30s, overnight low at 5. Clear skies, 26 degrees at 20 minutes past 3. This is Peter Huntington May, reporting for the Big 63.
KDWB. 2020 Triple Play. Hey girl, I bet you.
323 with the two-time blue have solid gold from 1969. Classics 4. And every day with you, girl.
Oh, wow.
Every day.